Locals only, Newstalk 1520 KVTA. Joining me in studio for the new year is St. Pierre, St. Pierre at the Wave. How are you?
Dear Kelly, doing good and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Now, St. Pierre and I haven't talked in a while. I've seen you buzzing through the building for various shows, but for folks who have driven through downtown and you've seen the Wave, that awesome building in downtown, maybe you've seen been to some of the shows, some of the galleries, some of the concerts, St. Pierre is the driving force behind this all.
Producer of the concert art shows.
There you go. Now, are those continuing?
They are continuing. We have a new season that's beginning at the end of January, and we're actually expanding to where we can have triple capacity now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And spaces are leasing like crazy at the Wave?
The penthouses are all filled up now. I think there's one vacancy that's coming about, and then we have a couple that will be leaving, which will be freeing up one of the artist studios.
Nice. So yeah. We'll get your contact info so people can connect with you for that. But the reason that you're here is because not only do you wear all those hats, now you're wearing bike helmets with a faux hawk on
it
the top?
It is a mohawk helmet.
I love it.
And this is a trademark of, it's not a requirement, but it's a trademark for what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, so we're talking about the Rockin' Riders Club. So this is the new thing that you guys are doing. And right before we got on the air, St. Pierre was showing me his bike, which is tricked out. Do kids still say that? It's all tricked out. It really is for riding. It is really, really awesome. So before we talk about your bike, let's talk about the Rockin' Riders. How did you start that?
Rockin' Riders is a bicycle club that is different than most bicycle clubs. And it came out of the need. I wanted to get some exercise, you know, getting up there in age. You know, everybody wants to, like, exercise. The
right.
New Year's coming. You want a new leaf. Like, let's see. Okay, I tried the gym. That didn't work. So
the treadmill's got clothes on it. I can't use it.
That's it, you know. So anyway, there was another Wave artist, Larissa Strauss, over at the Wave that showed me her bicycle. And, you know, I had kind of an old bicycle and went on a bike ride, and I was huffing and puffing with mm-hmm. this bicycle. But nevertheless, I got excited about bicycling in order to get the exercise and cardiovascular, the breathing, the whole thing. You know, you got to get out in our beautiful climate in Ventura, et cetera, et cetera,
absolutely.
Et cetera. You know, enjoy every day. And, you know, I think that as I appreciate, you know, the area more and more, because I've been at the Wave now 2 years, I especially have an appreciation for the climate and mm-hmm. trying to get out there every day.
I just spent Christmas break at my parents' house outside Washington, D.C., where it's a balmy 37 degrees and windy. So it's nice to be back. You're right in the beautiful weather that we have here in Ventura.
It's exactly.
Always, it's just, even when it's lousy weather, it's gorgeous weather. You know, lousy, relatively speaking, it's gorgeous. And it's perfect. And especially with Ventura, we've got the bike path, and plus they've got the bike lanes everywhere now, so it's even better to get out and ride.
Right.
You're losing your excuses for not getting on the two-wheeler.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's really, Kelly, a bicycle-friendly city.
It really is.
And an art-friendly city as well.
That's true. So and mix the two together and you get the Rockin' Riders.
And that's what I did. I decided that I was going to get really serious about this. And so I joined one of the exclusive bicycle clubs in the area, but found that mostly what the other bicycle clubs are doing, other than a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
Was the competitive racing. You know, it was like the 15 mile an hour through 20 mile an hour
mm-hmm.
road bike, pretty much.
Right.
And that was a little bit more than I could handle, a little bit too intense.
Right.
So I got to know a couple of professional bicyclists, my contact at the Wave. I did more riding, and I settled in on this as this is what I want to do every day. And so I passed the idea around, and everybody thought it was such a great idea that we do a new bicycle club called the Rockin' Riders, because we would then have a leisure bicycling club.
Nice. That is a good point. I always talk about exercise like vegetables for your kids. You got to hide the vegetables in the turkey pot pie or they're not going to eat it. You've got to make exercise fun, or there are people like me who aren't going to do it.
Exactly. Well, then, you know, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got a busy schedule, but at least the Rockin' Riders is there if you want to be our guest sometime to come.
Oh, thanks.
And it's just such a nice social channel. And you know, when you're a member of a club like that, you've got at least some commitment that you want to give.
Right.
And that I think was key for me, that I'm committed to the club, and we've got a couple of great leaders there in the club and some good members that are committed.
Now, do you have to have the cool helmet, the Mohawk helmet? Or is that just for the lead
bike? It is not. No, no. It is not a requirement, but it does come in multicolors.
Oh, very cool.
So if somebody has a pink bike or a blue bike, the Rockin' Riders can set you all up with a matching Mohawk for your helmet.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what I think we've got 5 or 6 of our members so far that, you know, made the commit on the Mohawk. But no, it is not a requirement.
Well, now, we were talking right at the beginning about your bike and how you've added all these accessories to it for an iPhone and the iPad. You've got a hands-free thing for your BlackBerry or your whatever, the strobe lights and flat. You've got a stereo system on the thing.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. Well, it kind of made sense that I took the base bike and I got it in satin black because that's my color.
That's your color.
If anybody knows me, that's my color. And basically, we got into a $610 or so base price bike. It's called a Specialized Serious Sport. And they come small, medium, large. You know, you can get, you know, based on the person.
Right.
And pretty much started with the basic bike. So they ordered the size that I needed. And the more I went with it, knowing that I was going to do one of the lead bikes in the bicycle club, that it made sense little by little. It's 27 speed.
Wow.
Now, everybody has seen a road bike before with the curved over handlebars.
Right, right.
And not everybody, especially in the leisure bicycling club world, is ready to crunch their back and bend way over for the wind resistance factor.
Right.
If you're doing the 15 to 20 mile an hour clubs, no problem. They're used to it. But I decided on the next step up, which is called a hybrid, H-Y-B-R-I-D. And the only difference between a road bike and a hybrid bike, the hybrid is the bike we're talking about, is that from the handlebars down, it's different. It's all road bike on the bottom.
Right.
The only difference is the handlebars are straight and they come right to you where you don't have to bend way over.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's a good thing for people who are a little bit out of shape, or maybe they've got some neck problems. My husband, avid mountain biker, hurt his neck and now he can't bend over and crunch like that. So he's even had to a lot of pushing for a lot of us, to, from his doctor to the guys at the bike shop, to talk him into raising the handlebars up so he doesn't have to bend his neck. And he's a happy camper now. I mean, he still can't do the hardcore stuff, but at least he can get on and ride. Now, where do some of the Rockin' Riders go? Do you have regularly scheduled rides for people who want to join up with you guys?
Rockin' Riders is the ride schedule.
Okay.
And of course, that's on the website.
Rockin'Riders.org.
Okay. Yes, Rockin'Riders.org. And that's spelled R-O-C-K-I-N. R-I-D-E-R-S .org.
A happy hour ride. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes. And the happy hour ride, but just to answer your question directly,
I'm sorry,
is
skipping
that
ahead.
every day we have a ride.
Nice.
And Monday through Friday is the morning rides.
Okay.
But also Monday through Friday is a floating day, which is the happy hour day. So we'll actually have two rides that day. Now, this happy hour ride hits the happy hour places that have good food and drinks and only go and patronize the bicycle-friendly places. And believe me, we've got some that love us.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're kind of building a reputation. They know we're a great bunch of people. And so that is a floating day on the happy hour ride. So that could happen on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, even sometimes on Friday night.
Nice.
And it's usually like at 4 p.m.
This is a great scout. I'm looking through. There's the Foster Bowl Scout Ride. There's the Tuesday Beach and Early Lunch Ride. The Starbucks Channel Islands National Monument Ride, and that's just the tip of the iceberg for January. So this is nice. Look, there's the Mountain Path, the Ojai Valley Route. And what about memberships? What if people are, you know, because honestly, people, it's the beginning of the year, they're hardcore, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
But then, you know, whatever, schedules or health or finances, whatever. Do you have like some trial memberships or something that you're working on?
Well, I do, Kelly. And, you know, I came here prepared today because I felt that there would be some listeners out there that really know that they've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can be in a testament to say that. I'll tell you, my two knees are, you know, just about had it.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
But that, since I've started the bicycling thing, my strength in my lower body has doubled or tripled, and it's really helped me exercise-wise.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so the memberships I've taken for those that are serious about possibly making a commitment, maybe they have an old bike in the garage, maybe it has some flat tires, you know, the Rockin' Riders will help them, get them in the right direction, get them evaluation on their bicycle, so forth. Maybe they would like to try it. So I've brought with me 5 trial memberships for the Rocking Riders give out today.
Now, how do people, is it, so the first 5 listeners, and I will post the phone number online at kvta.com as soon as we get off the air here. So you want to make it the first 5 people who call in to the 800 number that
let's
you have set up?
Let's do it, Kelly.
Okay, let's give the 800 number.
It's 1-800-350-7787.
Okay, 1-800-350-7787. So it's the 5 trial memberships. And check it out. It's rockinriders.org. Lots of different rides through the month and tips on how to upgrade your bike. And you talk about bike safety at some point when you're getting together.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I really want to bring that up regarding the Safety Coalition because mm-hmm. It was something that developed after the Rockin' Riders formulated. And I want to just say how important having working hardware on the bicycle is, so, so important. Proper braking system. Most people don't know it that, and I'll just give these quick tips, is that a helmet is not a requirement, but certainly it is definitely required by some and most bicycle clubs out there.
Right.
From a liability standpoint. By law, I think the breaking point is about 10 years old, then it's required, or 12 years old. I'm not sure about that. But for an adult, older person, mm-hmm. that a helmet is certainly highly recommended, but not required by law.
Because you don't realize, I mean, yeah, your skull is pretty thick if you whack your head, but if you're tooling along at 8 or 10 miles an hour and something hits you or you fall off the bike, your head could pop open. My dad is in his 70s now, and he came out of the house, did an endo, flipped over his bike at the end of the block. He hadn't even gone to the end of our block.
Mm-hmm.
Flipped off, landed on his head, split the helmet open. Ouch. He landed so hard. But because, thank God, he had a helmet on, he just had a little mild concussion.
Yes.
So helmets, I'm going to go ahead and say, use them, but you're a grown-up. Do what you like.
Exactly.
Unless you're a kid, then you got to wear a helmet. Now, were you in an accident? You said something off the air that...
Well, yes, yes. I wanted to just stipulate that the Rockin' Riders Safety Coalition came out of an experience, I should say a couple of experiences,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was not being familiar with the local bicycle paths. We've got a couple critical areas where I feel that we've been, knock on wood, lucky so far that somebody hasn't had a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
You see these white bikes around chained to places that people have died on the road.
I have seen those. I didn't know what those were for.
Yes, and there's been a documentary on how those got into this program. And
wow.
And that's not to discourage people out there because, you know, it's probably so many other dangerous things. Bicycling can be a safe sport, and
mm-hmm.
we have some great bike paths so that, you know, somebody that's not experienced, I'm not going to recommend that they just the first day go down a busy, busy street,
right.
And
do a 50 miler up to the oil piers or something. No,
exactly. You know, that they edge into it. The Rockin' Riders is a good choice, I believe, because the official speed of the club, by the way, is 8 miles an hour to 12 miles an hour.
Nice.
But we're not opposed to doing some of the paths that we have some hills and inclines.
Right.
And, you know, we might take like a 4-minute break and do a 15 mile an hour attempt, you know, up certain hills in a safe manner.
Right.
And, you know, so the Safety Coalition came out of some experiences, and one was getting actually personally hit by a bike at 20 miles an hour.
Ouch.
And that was a situation. It was on a busy street at a crossing, and lo and behold, everything looked safe, but I was heading in front of a city bus that was about 50 feet long. And really, I knew that there was parked cars on the opposite side of the street, but I stepped into the path of a bicyclist at 20 miles an hour. And thank you, God, that she almost flew over the handlebars, but my body pretty much stopped everything. I had a swollen leg. I had cut. I had blood running.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing. So it sort of put a really new perspective on the Safety Coalition that the Rockin' Riders, and so the memberships are paying for a saving toward a 501c3 nonprofit so that we can, you know, comfortably go for legislature and be a force, maybe in conjunction with other bicycle clubs that are already doing this, and team up.
Fantastic.
Maybe get some safety and laws in place and be a voice out there. And another part of the coalition with the nonprofit that we hope to be with the price of the memberships is to put education workshops, which we've already started for some of the young people
awesome.
In place.
So, how do you have time?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, the priorities have to happen. You got to get up in the morning and you got to get on your bike. That's a great start of a day for me.
There you go. So if you need details, it's the rockinriders.org, rockinriders.org. There's no the rockinriders.org. St. Pierre at the Wave. You can touch base with him there. I'll post the 800 number again online at kvta.com along with a link so that if you want to find out more, and get out and start working on those New Year's resolutions, get a little fresh air and hang out with some really cool people. This is the place for you. So, St. Pierre, thank you so much.
Exactly. You're very welcome. And nice seeing you, Kelly.
Always good to see you, too. Always.
Yay.